people ask what Omaha means. It's a run play, but it could be a pass play.
I don't believe in going out and spending a huge amount of money in free agency unless it's something unique. But we found Tom Johnson last year, later in the UFA market, and did a great job for us coming in as a nickel pass rusher. So we'll monitor the process and then also build in what you know, which I think is going to be a pretty good group of defensive linemen this draft as well.
Rick Spielman talking about the steal that he picked up on last year, the UFA, the unrestricted free agent, Tom Johnson. Brought him in here. Big surprise to the team, 6.5 sacks.
That was day 10 of free agency last year.
They're out there. They're out there.
As Vikings fans are up in arms about why the Vikings haven't done anything.
You can spend an awful lot of money in one place and have it not be what, even close to being what you think it's going to be. A guy like, for instance, Haloti Ngata. He's a great football player. That kind of money, though, I don't know how many more years he's even got left. He doesn't move the same as he used to in Baltimore, but and we all know how great he's been. I mean, Burke even said he's virtually unblockable one-on-one. So he's a monster, but yeah. But that's a lot of money spent in one place that you could be helping your team in two or three different areas.
Yeah, but Vikings fans that are up in arms about the team not making huge, massive splashes look to last year, which is the new way the Vikings doing things, which is kind of a Green Bay Packer way of doing things.
Is.
Mike Zimmer came in here and kind of changed the philosophy, but as of last year on day one, which was yesterday, we just re-signed our free agents and gave Matt Cassel a two-year, $10 million contract. On day two, Linval Joseph, Jasper Brinkley. Day three, Captain Munnerlyn, and then day 10, Tom Johnson. So give it some breathing room. There's still some decent players out there, some good players out there, and just got to get them for the right price.
That's the bottom line is spend your money wisely. School them up. I mean, coach them up. Make them the players you want them to be. If they're willing and they're able, you can coach them up, and you can make them a lot better than perhaps the price tag would suggest. Let's put it that way. And I think it's also important to mention that you have to get your people signed that you want to bring back right away before someone snipes them.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you get to them real quick. So almost every team is back to get their players back that they wanted to retain.
Another player retired today, Cortland Finnegan. He said on Twitter, the only regret that I have retiring from the NFL is that I wish I could have thrown more haymakers at Andre Johnson. If we could meet in a dark alley one of these days, whoever comes out, that would be great.
Really?
Remember when?
Oh, hell, I saw it. But, trust me, what's he even thinking about by saying something stupid like that?
He's an idiot.
Just retire. If you want to retire, retire with a little bit of dignity that you might have left after getting your ass thoroughly kicked by Andre Johnson twice in one football game, embarrassed in front of everybody. He picked the fight and started the fight both times and had complete advantage in the way he started both fights. And Andre just flipped it and just destroyed him twice. Watch out who you're picking on. You would not walk out of that alley, Finnegan.
And only the smartest people throw haymakers and try to hit and box people with helmets on.
Yeah.
Football helmets.
Yeah.
Bright, talented, idiot.
Go ahead and try and throw a haymaker again at Andre Johnson.
Idiot.
He would absolutely just beat the crap out of this guy. He's going to say that on the day that he retires?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with him? I mean, just get out of the game.
The same day Andre Johnson signed a three-year, $21 million contract with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, who won on this one?
Yeah.
Finnegan's relatively young still, I think.
He's an idiot, though.
Yeah, big time.
Chris Shad.
Chris, are you there? Oh, hey now.
Hi.
Chris Shad. I'm sorry. We got into it a little bit there. Got a little bit excited about a football player that decided he was going to smart mouth it on the way out.
It was a heated moment. I mean, he was heated. You guys were heated over the fact that he was heated over absolutely nothing. He just wants that one last, you know, moment of glory, you know, to let him have it. Andre Johnson can kind of laugh at him because he's still in the league last time I checked. He signed with the Colts. So.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, Superstar and I have been heated all day, mostly him towards me since I called him the Aaron Hicks of radio. He doesn't really appreciate that very much.
You know, you're a delusional, pompous ass. Sorry, Chris.
That's right.
Chris Shedd.
We really do like each other in real life.
I don't know what's happened today.
I think we do anyway.
Do you remember how many segments are left in the show? Do you know that right now, or do we have to...
All I know is that I have chicken wings waiting for me. It's Wednesday Chicken Wing Day. The best chicken wings in all of the city. Best chicken wings I've ever had in my entire life, Northeast Minneapolis. I'm heading there right after the show, so that's what I'm focused on. But in the meantime,
he was referring to Aaron Hicks, you know, when he asked you if you were aware of how many segments there were still left in the show.
Well, I think he was directing that at you because you're the Aaron Hicks of baseball.
You know what? Shut your mouth. It's date night. I know it's date night.
No, tonight. I know. Chris Shedd from Cold Omaha. You wrote an article, Rick Spielman's free agency to do list. How's that coming along so far?
So far, Rick Spielman really hasn't checked off too many things. I mean, like you guys have said, he's basically re-signed all of his players. But I think the first key domino, obviously, is the Adrian Peterson situation. Peterson went up to New York, I believe, to go meet the Wilfs. And kind of, if you're into reading tea leaves, Peterson took a commercial flight up there. If things were going well between him and Peterson, would Ziggy maybe send his jet down to Houston to fly him up?
Yeah, I think so. Something
like that?
I think so.
And would the Vikings rumors be contacting Stephen Ridley true? I don't know, but so far, the Vikings have gotten a backup quarterback, and they're kind of waiting for dominoes to fall in the Adrian Peterson situation. No big running back has signed. In the offensive line, the Vikings haven't been able to hit on that either, as Mike Capotti signed with Arizona and Clint Bowling decided to stay in Cincinnati. So it's been quiet, but it's only day two, as you guys were alluding to earlier.
But Chris, I mean, a couple running backs have signed. I mean, we're talking about Gore signing, and maybe not a big time, but a very good running back signing with Indy. Certainly, the trade from Philadelphia to Buffalo with the human joystick, McCoy, he signed as well. But I think what you're talking about, and I think you're right, is Murray. Marshawn Lynch got another deal, but
Justin Forsett is still out there.
I'm amazed by that. What am I missing with Forsett?
Everybody's coming in for Adrian Peterson. That to double, I would imagine, right?
But Chris, is Peterson waiting on Murray? Are they trying to outweight each other?
You know, that could be a key point too, because I mean, in the game of contracts, maybe Peterson does want to see what DeMarco Murray gets. In terms of carries, Peterson might be fresher than DeMarco Murray is, because I believe Murray carried the ball about 400 times for the Cowboys last year.
He did.
Maybe he's going to go to the table, see what DeMarco gets, and then come back to the Vikings and say, this is what I want. I want more than DeMarco just got. I'm fresher. I'm better. You know, just kind of throw it all on the table and see what happens. If the Vikings box, they can trade him after that. But I think that once DeMarco Murray signs, not only will they have kind of a guideline to pay Peterson if the Vikings choose to do so, but they might have a really desperate Jerry Jones. And if there's one general manager that's going to do something stupid, per se, I think it's Jerry Jones.
I do too.
Going to try any means to get Adrian Peterson in a Cowboy uniform.
I agree. And I think that maybe Adrian's waiting for maybe DeMarco Murray to sign away from Dallas so that he can go to Dallas. I mean, he'll restructure his contract with the Wilfs and Spielman and whomever, Rob Brzezinski for sure, and say, okay, we redid it. It makes it doable now for Dallas to pick me up and trade something back at you. They're already in cap trouble. They'd be willing to give another player up, a good player, to get me down there and maybe wheel and deal it that way. But that's just speculation. I have no idea.
And the Cowboys are kind of getting decimated in their own right, too. A lot of the players defensively are leaving. Bruce Carter, I believe that's his name. I apologize. I'm drawing a blank. But he just signed over with Tampa Bay. Rolando McClain's a free agent. A lot of key pieces from the Cowboys leaving. But, I mean, they don't really have anything that they would need to invest a first-round draft pick on. I don't think the Vikings will get that, but maybe if they can walk away with a second-round pick from the Cowboys, I think that the Vikings would take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they're playing hardball, and we want to get deeper into this Adrian Peterson thing, and we'll talk about this coming up next. 651-989-9105-2. Want to get your temperature on the way you think the Minnesota Vikings are handling this Adrian Peterson situation, the way you think that it's going to shake out as well. So 651-989-9105. Chris Shedd from Cold Omaha, 105theticket.com. Your latest article, Rick Spielman's free agent to-do list. Very interesting. You guys have a great staff of writers, and we're blessed to have you here on 105theticket.com. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime.
Thanks, Chris. And off and running he goes. I'm with him on that. By the way, the Cowboys did retain the services of Doug Free, yep, a big offensive lineman. I think Melton, though, a guy that maybe we even have our eye on, too. I don't think
so anymore now that we've re-signed Tom Johnson, but we were heavy after his name, Henry Melton, right? The defensive tackle.
Yeah, I don't know what Spielman said something about. We have a good group coming back, and I don't know if he meant we have another play up our sleeve for another defensive line. I don't know what he meant by that. But
Michael Johnson!
That's, you know, one of those two, Melton as
and
well.
And what about the fact that Brian Robinson's owed $2 million tomorrow? What if they sign Michael Johnson tonight and Brian Robinson...
I mean, I'd be surprised, but I've seen stranger things happen. Jimmy Graham. Come on back, everybody. We're gonna talk the talk and keep going here with Adrian Peterson, what ifs. And, you know, free agency is just cooking right now. So, I mean, there are a lot of people still available out there. Let's talk about it. Again, the number is 651-989-9105. Radioactive Sports. Come on back.
The fight for the dance happens this week when the Big Ten basketball championships are on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Rice, that was a pro splitting move. The defense, whoa, knifing down the lane.
Our Big Ten coverage starts Thursday at 10:45 a.m.
Triple pull up from 17. He buried it again. He's feeling it now.
It's time to decide the champion on the hardwood.
Ooh.
On Sports Radio 105, The Ticket. Radioactive Sports in the afternoon on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
We all know Adrian Peterson. We've interviewed him. We've talked to him. He's soft-spoken. For him to use the words trust broken,
yes,
ambushed, those are words that you don't normally hear from a man like Adrian Peterson, which says to me he's really hurt.
Wonderful baby.
He's really hurt.
Mm-hmm. He's hurt.
Emotionally.
And physically sometimes.
No, just emotionally.
He's had to sew that groin back.
And the knee.
And that ankle and foot, whatever it was.
Wasn't there a hernia thing there too? Or no? No, that was Kyle Rudolph.
No, that was a groin.
Oh, yeah, groin.
Not to be confused with like a bilateral
dingling,
leg.
Your ding-a-ling's being cut off? Is that what it is?
That's what that is. That's what that
not
is.
Good. That's not good.
Was that Maurer thing?
Bilateral leg weakness? Or the oblique?
No, I mean the peen thing. I mean
the peen thing.
Your dong. Did you ask that?
A
you just said that.
Yeah,
dingling dong dong. Didn't you ask that?
No, I said when you injure your groin, does that mean that your
the peen?
The peen is black and blue.
Maybe so. Wasn't that what happened with Joe Maurer? I mean, we should ask him.
His wiener was black and blue.
I thought it was.
Why was his wiener black and
blue? I just made that up. I don't
I
know.
Think you did.
I don't know.
Huh.
No, those were his obliques and everything else. It wasn't the...
It's all tied to the hip
bone. It's all pretty much right there, like though. Yeah, that region.
Chris from Maple Grove?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Not much. Can you talk about mushrooms camping?
What? What's that?
Jakey Jack.
Listen here, Slapnut. Don't start with me. Now, what the hell are you up to?
Well, I want to know what the hell we're up to with our offensive line. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed we didn't Franklin or... Bowling here,
I
don't want to address it in the draft in the first round because, you know what, I'm really lost a little bit of trust with this Yankee character from last year. What, it was third round, fourth round?
Yeah, I think fifth. Third. Fifth. Fourth or fifth.
It because was a fifth round
draft because Crichton went third.
Stanford.
Yeah. Crichton went third.
Yeah.
It's a crapshoot. You're right.
Is that more of a Spielman thing, or is that, you know, Davidson coaching him up, or what's the disconnect?
A lot of people were really happy with the way Yankee was testing out and his Senior Bowl experience and the Stanford bit. They liked him. They really liked him. They thought he would fit right in. The Vikings were considering a steal, and I think it must have been in the fifth round.
It was.
But certainly you never know. You just don't know how these guys are going to develop and how quickly it's going to come to them. Offensive linemen in the old days, they kept them on the bench no matter who they were for a while to live and learn and understand more in practice before they ever put them out there. But we had so many situations last season where people were getting injured and going down, Fusco and then Loadholt, that I really would have thought that, you know, Yankee was going to show up sooner or later, but it never happened. So I don't know. I mean, I really don't. And the Khalil thing, we have to be careful of that. We have to really be conscious of what we're going to do there if he doesn't come back and ready to be his old self. Because that's a serious situation when you have a quarterback that you're trying to make some headway with.
No, with the free agencies, free agent players that still remain, the best offensive lineman is center, but he can play guard too. Steve Wisniewski.
Like his father. Him? I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wisniewski's a good player.
There are a lot of guys.
There's several pretty good players out there still.
Yeah.
Wisniewski's his father was a great player. He's an All-Pro every year.
29th on the list of the top 100 free agents still available. Obviously, most top 20 have either been franchised, re-signed, or signed by another team. Moore, safety, still out there from the Denver Broncos.
Safety,
Love to take him. So there are still plenty of guys for Rick Spielman to go after.
I agree. And you know, there's plenty of time to wait on those kinds of players, too. I think a lot of teams are going to opt for the draft to fill in some of their big spots. They'd rather just start from the beginning and mold a young kid up in their system, their way of doing things from day one, coach them up their way. It's hard to take an older player sometimes and teach an old dog new tricks. Because if he doesn't fit into the system and with his teammates that he's playing alongside, let's say for instance, offensive line, then you can run into, you know, a player that isn't going to work.
Sure.
And you invest all that money. I mean, I thought Iupati would have been a good thought. A bowling, certainly, from Cincinnati. He re-signed.
Love that guy. Joe Barksdale or something like that from
Barksdale?
The St. Louis Rams. He's still available. He's rated ahead of Free, who just re-signed with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, he did.
But talking about Adrian Peterson and Chris from Maple Grove, you're still on the line. What are your thoughts on Adrian Peterson? Do you think he stays or do you think he goes after his meeting Monday in New York City with the Wilfs and Rick Spielman?
You know, it's so 50-50 right now, isn't it? I mean, if the reports one way or the other, you know, is it him crying to them? Or do you really want to get out? I mean, I think the dollars and cents, you know, right now is with the Vikings, and they have the power, and I don't think they should kneel. And kind of, Ben, I'm on your take with it. Man, if we're going to trade him, you're going to Jacksonville or you're going to the Raiders.
Yeah.
And you are the one that put yourself in this position. We should not have to give you... This is your fault. This is your making. You deal with it.
I agree. And Adrian has actually, he was asked, you know, what's happening? You know, what was said in New York? And he just said, right now, I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen. And with that, Jim Rich explained his thought on that is that if you're waiting for something to happen isn't going back to the team that you're already signed with for the next 3 years. Something that happens is going somewhere else and them needing to make a trade and trying to figure that out. So that's really a way of reading into what Adrian said.
But there are so many different ways to read into that because something could happen because what happens if DeMarco Murray goes and signs with a different team and it's not the Cowboys or it is the Cowboys, that changes things. How much money does he get?
But that lends itself to a possible trade, too. And I think that's what he's alluding to.
Either that or more money.
And maybe he wants more
money.
Would the Vikings really say more money?
That's what I'd say.
You want more money? Okay.
I say eat a cactus.
And that is even more likely.
Good luck.
That is even more likely to send him on a trade to ask for more money or just make him play it out.
So
make him play it.
Some of these free agents that are still available, because there are some big names here that I would like, and I'm going to run down them with you. First of all, I want to say thank you to Chris from Maple Grove for calling. Call anytime.
Hey, good
buddy.
Good call.
Great call. DeMarco Murray, obviously not interested in running backs. I'm just not. He's the highest rated free agent still available. We'll go down Greg Hardy. I know you love him. I just don't see it as a need for the Vikings, and he's going to cost a lot of money.
We want someone who's coming in with a problem, much like we have with the running back. So it's but Greg Hardy is a monster.
Yeah. Nick Fairley.
Release the Kraken, he always says.
Fairley,
no. We do not want Nick Fairley. The Lions are willing to part ways with him right now because of his habits, his health. He's always
fat.
Nicked. He's injured. A couple ligaments damaged last season. No.
I'm just going to run through these because these are big-time guys that I don't think we're going to sign. So Brian Arakpo, outside linebacker.
No go.
Don't necessarily need him.
No go.
Terrence Knighton, defensive tackle again. I think he said today the Oakland Raiders and the Denver Broncos are out. But here we go. We're into 27 out of the top 100. We're at number 27 now. Raheem Moore, safety, Broncos won.
That's a big-time candidate for anybody. Yeah, anyone. And it's going to cost you a little money. He's at the right age. He's got he's got the ability. He's got some upside still.
C.J. Spiller, running back, Buffalo Bills.
No, not at all.
Steven Wisniewski, center. We talked about him.
Yeah, center guard. I mean, that's a great inside sort of a utility guy, but we have that with Berger already.
Antonio Cromartie, cornerback.
Wow. That's a lot of money. But they're trying to get him back with the Jets to reunite with Revis.
No, that's the other Cromartie. This is Antonio Cromartie.
Okay. Well,
this is the guy from the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals. No.
Rolando McClain, linebacker, Cowboys.
Pretty good. Pretty good player.
Injured often.
Yeah, but yeah, he's a good player, though. When he's healthy, he's good.
The Vikings have reached out to Chris Culliver, cornerback, San Francisco 49ers.
Another good player.
Jordan Cameron, we don't need a tight end. We just gave a bunch of money to Kyle Rudolph.
What a good player he is, though.
Joe Barksdale. Talked
about
it.
Pretty good lineman. A decent lineman out there that probably wouldn't break the bank.
Let's see here. Ron Parker, safety, Kansas City Chiefs.
Are you big on him?
No,
I'm not really that big on him, no.
No. Brandon Spikes, inside linebacker, Buffalo Bills. He's rated as the 56th best free agent available.
I think so, too. I mean, I think there's something in that. If you're wanting to get a linebacker that has some equity and some good playing time and good numbers and relatively decent health, I think that's a good candidate.
Tre'Mon Williams, cornerback, Green Bay Packers.
No. No.
Kenny Britt, wide receiver, St. Louis Rams.
No. Basket case. Not Henry Basket.
Cecil Shorts, wide receiver, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Nope.
Mason Foster, inside linebacker, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry. That's the guy I want.
Oh, really?
Play all three downs. I have no idea.
I really don't know who he is. I don't.
What about guard Rob Sims, 31 years old, Detroit Lions?
No. Or Reale. No.
Bradley Fletcher, 28, cornerback.
Yep.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Cal Wilson, cornerback, New York Jets.
I really don't know what he's all about. A lot of these guys,
first-round draft pick.
Okay, well, then, I mean, you have to weigh into all that. But, I mean, that's going to be a price tag then. If he was a first-rounder, he's going to come in with a pretty big price tag on him already.
Nate Allen, safety, Philadelphia Eagles.
Really. I've seen him play a little bit out there. Yeah, he's a player.
Tyler Palumbus, 29 years old, tackle, Washington Racists.
No. Their biggest problem there in Washington is their offensive line for the most part.
Jerron Johnson, 36 years old, safety, nope. Seattle Seahawks.
Yep, no.
Adrian Claiborne, 26, defensive end, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Pretty good player.
Michael Johnson.
Pretty good player. Those are all good candidates right
Antron,
there.
Antrell Roll.
Cardinals. No, wait. He started with the Cardinals.
New York Giants, 32 years old.
Yeah,
he has not signed with anybody.
He'd be a decent player for the right price tag. If he wasn't going to come in and ask for the top dollar, which a lot of these guys at that age do.
Well, you wouldn't think, though. I mean, he's the 96th best free agent out of the top 100,
You would hope not.
And if you're waiting these days, the price continues to go down, obviously.
You better believe it. I mean, if you want to play again, you want to play with another team, get another chance, you got to kind of, if you don't have a lot of leverage, you better take what you can get.
Patrick Robinson, finally, rated 98th, cornerback, New Orleans Saints. He's 27.
Those are the kind of kids you want. They've been in the league for a while. They've proven themselves. They've been on an NFL field for a while. Yeah, those are good people.
He's received, the Vikings have reached out to him, so have the Saints, Steelers, Panthers, and Dolphins.
That's a good candidate.
He was a nickel and right cornerback last year, finished the year with 2 interceptions in 14 games.
That's a pretty good defense. Ryan down there with the defense, coordinating the defense down there. So, yeah, he's been around.
Is he pregnant?
Yes, he is. I think he's in his second trimester right now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he's having to eat for two. Rex is back up again, too. He stapled his stomach,
he's
but
not.
He's fat. Yeah, he is.
No, he's
really
not fat.
I'll tell you what's going to happen to Rex Ryan right now. He's going to go up there to Buffalo and consume every damn Buffalo wing there is.
I don't blame him.
Well, it's, he's going to eat himself out of the league.
26 minutes. We got to hurry up because I've got Buffalo wings waiting for me. The best I've ever had in my entire life. Northeast Minneapolis, Maislax. Get it. Eat it. Good. You're going to love it.
Seasoned.
Don't get any of this buffalo sauce that you always get when we go out for chicken wings. Just regular old seasoned. Best wings you'll ever have. Excuse your butt.
You have them with ranch, though? I mean, do you
blue
ranch
cheese.
It? Ranch,
Yeah.
Ooh.
Love it.
Yeah, sorry about that. Let's come on back. We're going to continue a little Adrian Peterson talk. You can call, weigh in with whatever's on your mind right now, too. 651-989-9105. We'll come back. We'll toss it around a little bit. And then, of course, another segment where we do kick in the sillier side of sports and a true superstar to wrap up. Let's do that, shall we?
Okay.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
I think someone better P-test Tiger Woods. I said that a long time ago.
But how dare the PGA do anything like that to their chosen son?
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, the superstar Mike Morris.
Yeah, you got it. That's what I call me.
Cool whip.
Put that damn thing down. I thought I told you to quit playing around with that damn thing. Put that back.
The
unload it first.
No, hold on. I forgot the safety wasn't on. That's what happens. The Ticket Outdoors guys come on after us on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock.
And they've got those things laying around all over in here.
Well, they come in, and we're still on the radio, and they're coming. They're bringing in their things. They're going to obviously, they're talking about guns today. They talk about things where it's fishing, hunting, all these outdoor stuff. And
yeah, they're rugged.
As a guy who didn't grow up doing much of that stuff. I mean, I shot a BB gun. I shot a 50 cal a couple years ago. My brother was in the Marines. But I just get excited about all these guns, and I start playing and pointing them and shooting them and stuff. And
you got to be careful. Watch where you're pointing, Matt.
Sorry, I didn't have the safety on. It was my problem.
Yeah, watch where the hell you're pointing.
I just like to do this a lot to scare you.
That's not funny.
Uh-huh.
That's not funny. Look, you shouldn't play around with guns even when they're not loaded.
And then I pointed at you because it's funny.
See, that's the problem right there.
It's funny.
I told you there was one. There was one in the chamber.
Sorry.
Put it down. Unload the rest of it. Knock the magazine out.
It wasn't loaded in the first place.
Of course it wasn't. Now it's not. That's for sure. You shot it right past my ear. You're a terrible shot. I don't know what's going to happen. We've had 2 days that have gone by. We've seen a lot of players move. In the free agency this year already. The Vikings getting their players nailed down that they wanted to come back and retain. Most teams are doing that. If you don't, your team can fall apart at the seams. So that's the basic strategy of keeping your team together that you want to stay intact. And then you have to fill in. And we've heard Spielman say it over and over again, and he's been fairly consistent with that throughout his tenure here. I think it's just time now to see if he has one or two candidates up his sleeve. I predict maybe a safety. Maybe a safety in this thing.
Raheem Moore.
Denver. And I think that maybe there might be something going on in that department. You could kick around the idea of one of those linebackers. Spikes is still out there. We already said that. And you never know. I mean, if you just knew what was happening with Peterson, you'd know what kind of money you had if you dropped his contract, whatever it's going to take. It could be really creative what's going to happen with Adrian.
Still have $20 to $25 million to spend. Go out there and get some guys. And like they said before free agency opened, both Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman, coach and general manager.
Yep.
We have to go about free agency, whether Adrian Peterson's with the team or not. We have to go after what we want and follow our plan.
It's true.
As if Adrian Peterson's going to be here or not going to be here. We can't think about
that
right now.
I think you have to plan with him being here so you can figure his money into the thing.
Yeah.
If he's not, you've still gotten the guys that you think you should get, that you think are affordable, and now guess what? You've got extra money because Adrian, whatever you do with him, you want to make good on his contract somehow. Either get something back in return or find a way to get him back cheaper or restructure the contract and not have to eat so much on the cap number or the contract as it's being held dealt off to the other team if he should be traded.
But see,
one way or another, you want to cut that cost.
Of course, but as the team goes out and say they get a left guard, they need one. Say they get a linebacker, they need one. Cornerback, safety, need all of those positions. As we've gone into free agency, we've talked about that. If, God forbid, we trade Adrian Peterson or cut him or whatever it is. And I don't know why I say God forbid. I don't really care.
Unbelievable.
I don't really care anyway.
And it could be literally anything. I don't think it's going to be like, oh, you know what, you're only going to get a fourth rounder. You've got to be kidding me.
No, but seriously, without Adrian Peterson last year, with Joe Banyard, Matt Asiata, and obviously Jerick McKinnon being the bell cows, we even brought in your guy. What was his name?
Nutjob.
No, the other guy.
Nut job.
Yeah, nutbag.
Well, Asiata was...
No, God.
I thought you mentioned him.
The guy they brought in as the free agent never really played, ended up cutting him.
Oh, you mean the guy from Cleveland?
Yes. Nutcase.
My guy.
Yeah.
My guy.
Well, anytime he's not my guy, make him your guy. Whatever his name is.
We got rid of him really quick, yeah.
But anyway, the Minnesota Vikings finished 10th in the league in rushing with 4.4.
Right?
Yeah, Ben Tate. Yeah. 4.4 yards per carry. So even if Adrian Peterson, we trade him or cut him or whatever it is.
We know we can survive.
Let's say 1 or 2 days before the NFL draft. I don't care. You can still get somebody in the draft. You can still get a veteran free agent with McKinnon and Asiata, 10th in the league in rushing. That's not that bad. I don't want to go into the year again with those two guys being the bell cow. I'd like to have a third guy, whether it be Stephen Ridley or obviously preferably Adrian Peterson. But the running back position, whether Adrian's here or not,
you can plug a lot of different people in there.
Even if he's not here, it's not that bad. It's not that big of a problem.
Who I would take? I mean, Ridley's one thing, but he's coming off an ACL MCL from New England. But Ozzie Newsome knows that he can plug almost anyone in and make it work at running back, leaving this Forsett kid out there still. That is not a bad selection right there. He's still out there, and I don't think Baltimore has re-signed him yet.
Speaking of Baltimore, you know who's still out there?
We don't want Ray.
No.
We don't want nothing to do with Ray Rice. Forsett would be great. Let's take a little break and come back. Silly side of sports. True super. No one wants Ray. Let's take a break. Yeah.
Your home for hockey talk in the Twin Cities. On the Ice, hosted by Pete Wagner of MinnesotaHockeyMag.com and Chad Graff of the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
I think you're only as good as your defensemen are.
I think Matt Dumba plays a big role in the second power play unit, but as far as that goes, Mikhail Granlund has been huge for them. Yeah. When he was out, it was so hard for that second unit to set anything up. Really, you know, the top power play, though, has been outstanding.
On the Ice, hockey talk every Saturday morning at 9, only on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. Superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson. You're listening to 105 The Ticket.
Ready to take this baby home, Aaron?
Yeah, you make one more insinuation that I am like Aaron Hicks. And I'm liable to come over there and turn you wrong side out.
The Aaron Hicks of radio. That's funny.
I just think that if there's anyone that's slacking off and mailing it in, that'd be you.
Oh, really?
Yep. You. But now I would think that you would probably, unlike Aaron Hicks, probably hit from both sides of the plate.
Let's see what you did there. Johnny_Purple tweeted this, driving with my son, tuning into and listening to The Great Football Mind.
Ah.
And then he attached a picture of you.
Tops.
Did you see that?
It was the Tops 40th year anniversary card set. They asked 40 of us.
You look like you're dropping a D.
I was. I'm holding on to a turd. It's not a football.
Oh, really?
It's one of the old school. It was shot in a 1971 format of Tops football. So the helmet's off, and I'm center stance.
That's really cool.
I know it is. It's me. It's me, and that's big time.
Aaron Hicks has one just like that.
Yeah, he does. Of course he does. That's him. That would be him and his seat over on the bench where he was yesterday when he thought, well, he didn't know the count. He didn't know the count. He didn't know how many outs there were. What a jack. So Molitor had to jerk him out of the lineup and sit him down.
Give him the business.
That's kind of like you. I had to pull you out of the lineup and sit you down over there.
Silliness in sports. You believe conspiracies, don't you? Especially when it comes to...
I do.
Especially when it comes to this whole Adrian Peterson deal. Jerry Jones wants Adrian Peterson by any means necessary. It seems like if he loses DeMarco Murray, Adrian Peterson's value might skyrocket for Jerry Jones. And that's why he isn't giving any offers to DeMarco Murray, it seems like. But Peterson may or may not be trying to force his way out of Minnesota. It just really isn't clear at this moment. I think that the Wilfs and the Vikings are saying, listen here, $12.75 million, you're going to stay here with the Minnesota Vikings. You're going to like it. You think differently. But if you believe this rumor from the Dallas realtor named Candy Evans, Peterson was caught looking for a house in Dallas. Candy says the word is that the running back extraordinaire came in on a chartered jet to Love Field, was met by an agent, and then set off to house hunt. Like here in the Dallas area. We are wondering if y'all have heard anything about this or know which homes he might have taken a gander at. We have a few selections. Peterson is from Palestine, Texas. His home is in Houston, but he is looking for a house, according to this realtor, Candy Evans, in Dallas.
There's no question in my mind that if they did catch him doing that and he wasn't staging it, who knows? He'd be the kind of guy, he's got a lot of time right now on his hands. Let's just go over to Dallas and be seen by some realtor that obviously is going to go on social network, social media, somehow, some way, and say that I was caught here in Texas looking for a house. I'll just go over there and do that. He lives in Houston. He could bounce over there and do that for one afternoon and make it look like that and play a...
What good does that do him, though?
That's a great question. A great question. What would that do him? But that would be just like him to let some more leverage go underneath the bridge that he's already done. He thinks that, that's making a strong arm play. I think his agent and him both think that if he thinks he can threaten by going to another team, that he can go to another team. No, you can sit for three more years here or just not play and not play and not get any money.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings have the cards. If he went over there and looked for a house, great. Maybe that's where he wants to live someday, but he may not play there.
It's the funniest thing, though, too, to see the pictures of him flying commercial and not even being in first class to New York City, whether he had to buy that ticket or the Wilfs bought it, whether he said, I'm buying a ticket, I want to come to New York and talk to you guys because whatever happened with Spielman and Zimmer last week at his house in Houston, this continuing dialogue after the 4 hours they spent together, whether he bought the ticket to go to New York or the Vikings said, hey, here's the deal. How about you come to New York, talk to the Wilfs, talk to us. We're the ones that write the checks. We know what you talked about with Spielman and Zimmer last week in Houston. Tell us that to our face. So whoever bought the ticket, if it's the Vikings, it's a slap in the face to make him fly commercial, especially when you have your own private jet. Or if it's Adrian Peterson, then why would he be taking private jets to Dallas to look at houses if you're only going to pay for a last-second commercial flight? In between these big people that are like, you know how it is, flying commercial.
Of course I do. He is big people.
He's big people.
He is big people for a running back. But I'm saying, you know what I think? I think like the Wilf could have said, you know what, if you want to fly out and talk to us, go ahead, fine. Now, Adrian's got enough money for a first class plane arrangement. So I'm guessing that it was the Wilf that arranged for it and said, yeah, we'll fly you out and here you go.
I can't believe that
Adrian's got money. I mean,
either side would have him fly coach, though.
If there are only so many seats left on the plane and first class is already taken, he's got to catch that flight, then he's got to catch that flight. He's going to have to take the seat that's available, and it's coach. And if he's trying to get out there because of the deadline and because of what they're up against, the clock, in terms of free agency and the first day, second day, third day, maybe he had to take the flight that was available, and there was, 10 seats left, whatever. They were all coach.
Money talks. He could always work something
out. You would think so.
Especially millionaires and billionaires we're talking about here.
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean, if the seats are taken, they're not supposed to sell you a seat that's taken.
I guess not. You and I love food.
Oh,
boy.
I mean, that's my problem.
You and I love food.
I love food.
These ballparks and their food, unbelievable. Obviously, we know what's going on here at Target Field. This weekend, CHS Field with the St. Paul Saints opens up. I'm going to be down there from 11 until noon picking out season tickets. It is an open house, so anybody can come by. RSVP at saintsbaseball.com/something or else. Not really sure. Just go to St. Paul.
That ballpark's in St. Paul?
Yeah, Lower Town. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be there from 11 to 1, helping you pick out your seats and whatnot. And I'm sure they're going to have unbelievable things, and I'll come back and report to you what they've got going on Monday.
I tried to make a joke out of that, but
it's not funny.
You know, are they in St. Paul?
You're the
St. Paul Saints, yeah.
I love food and baseball food.
I should say, and it shows.
You're a fat ass, too.
Whatever.
Excuse me.
You know what? Whatever. And you might go ahead and take a shot at the fat guy. It's an easy shot.
No, I'm fatter than you. I mean, stop it.
No.
The Wilmington Blue Rocks, minor league affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, are bringing in a new hot dog to the ballpark, and it sounds amazing.
So the Blue Rocks are going to call this thing what?
I don't know. They haven't come up with a name for it yet, but the team has partnered up with Krispy Kreme to make the Krispy Kreme donut dog.
Oh, my God.
Its ingredients include a donut bun, a hot dog, lots of crispy bacon, and then some raspberry jelly. When you put it all together, it looks odd. It makes for one of the weirdest looking hot dogs, but I can imagine it's unbelievable.
Blueberry jelly? Is that what you said?
Raspberry? Do you not listen to the words that I say that are coming out of my mouth?
I rarely listen to what you're saying.
I know you do. I know.
No, I thought you said. I thought you said.
Raspberry.
I was thinking blue.
For the blue
rocks. You know what? All I can tell you is this. That sounds like it's disgusting. It sounds disgusting.
Disgustingly good, you mean?
Maybe a little bit. Tell you about the I would eat anything completely. I ate 12 Krispy Kreme donuts in three mouthfuls. I wadded
Yes.
12 of them up into a sugar ball. I ate it in less than 2 minutes or so and got sick.
That's why you're my hero.
Yep.
Shamrocks, who I was talking about the other day, and I got a little backlash for, but I love Shamrocks down on West 7th Street when I'm not at Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub, by the way. Which is amazing as well.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
But they have, I want to say it might be even coming up in April here, but they have this thing called the Homer Simpson Burger, where they put glazed donuts, cut it in half, and then they grill the donut.
What's up with that?
That's the bun. And then on top is just a burger with smoked cheddar cheese and then something else. And it tastes like pancakes and sausage. Trust me.
That may not be bad. That sounds pretty good.
Eat it.
Remember Dave Casper, the tight end that played here, right? Mm-hmm. He used to play for the Oakland Raiders, sure. Hall of Famer. Yeah. I used to be a buddy of mine when he was still here. He was a life insurance salesman here, had a bass boat. He used to take me bass fishing all the time. And he always swore by a burger that he would make all the time out of the back grill with peanut butter, an egg over the top of that, with teriyaki. With Worcestershire.
Oh.
The sauce. And it was unbelievable. I went home and made one. It was unbelievable. It sounds horrible. It was fantastic.
There's a joint by my parents' house in South Dakota that it's called The Attic, and they have that same exact thing. It's called the Artery Clogger, and they get it all the time.
I'm telling you.
I love it.
It was badass, though.
Badass.
The ghost, right. Dave Casper.
Finally, sometimes in Sillier Side of Sports, you grow up and realize that they're just shoes. Collections are a beautiful thing, but if you can flip your collections into something you want, that's just good business. I'm thinking about doing that with my baseball and football cards. But according to the Legal Evening News, this 30-year-old man needed money for a down payment on a house before getting married. You know, they say, happy wife, happy life. The man was given 1 million yen, which is approximately $160,000, for his collection of 283 pairs of Air Jordans that he'd collected over 20 years. The pawn shop's owner valued the collection at 1.8 million yen, which is probably over $200,000, so he has a potential upside if he sells all the shoes at that value.
Man,
283 pairs of Air Jordans. It took him 20 years. They're all in pristine condition. Oh, barely wore them, obviously. You know how those people are that collect shoes.
Yes. Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp had a collection of Air Jordan shoes. He went bankrupt. He had to sell some of his shoes, some of the Air Jordans, and I guess
he spent them on hookers.
Of course.
He made how much?
He made a lot of money, I forget, but he was forced to sell his collection of Air Jordans. Old Warren Sapp. So proud of him.
Yeah.
God.
Just.
What a lunatic.
Paying for sex.
I got in a fight with him.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's right, you did. I forgot.
I got in a little fight with him once. A little tussle.
How'd that work?
He lost.
Doesn't surprise me.
is that time?
Sure.
I think it is that time of day.
Will you come back tomorrow?
I suppose.
By the way,
I love working with you.
Thank you. By the way, tomorrow, Big Ten basketball here on Sports Radio 105. The ticket starts at 10:45, Illinois, Michigan. After the first game, Iowa against the winner of number 12, Nebraska, number 13, Penn State. And so if we start a little late, maybe start a little early. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
That's the way it goes.
The same thing will happen on Friday. So just bear with us. We'll be on the radio at some point.
You know what? Just hang on. I mean, these games can run a little bit long. They can end a little bit soon, too, sometimes. So
a little bit soon.
Bear with us.
That's exactly what Aaron Hicks would have said.
We need to talk after the show.
Yeah.
We have, for your true superstar today, Marine Lance Corporal John J. Malone. He's 24 years of age from Yonkers, New York. He was assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment, 3rd Marine Division, 3rd Marine Expeditionary Force. He was based out of Marine Corps Base Hawaii, Kanoa Bay. He died September 24th while supporting combat operations in Dalaram, Afghanistan. He was just 24. Marine Lance Corporal John J. Malone is the true superstar for the day. Please keep him in your hearts and prayers as you move along. And anyone else that's still serving over there, remember those people. They're doing us an incredible service by being over there. Good night.
Passionate sports talk, 105 The Ticket.